So we're talking about the 2024 living wage breakdown from the Ontario Living Wage Network. What does it say about Timmins?
Well, it says that we do have to increase. We have an increase of about 2.5%, which in comparison to the minimum wage is about $3.10 over the minimum wage. So in comparison to the rest of the country, we're not too bad, but we still have a ways to go. We still have to increase. Employers would have to increase for their employees to be able to have a living wage and to be able to have a sustainable wage for themselves.
Do you know if this takes into account households with two wage earners, or how does that work?
And actually, there's some different calculations that work on there, and it's worked on, and I've got it marked down, so I want to let you know, it gathers the expenses for three types of households. Two adults supporting two small children, a single parent and a single child, and a single person. So it does kind of round it all out so that those are all taken into effect.
So this is an aggregate of all that. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean? Like what can employers do to make sure that they're paying a fair wage, even though they are paying minimum wage at $15.50?
Yeah, you know, this is a decision that employers have to make, and we understand how tight it is for employers, but this just helps in trying to figure out why they have trouble retaining employees and why they're leaving. It's because they can't afford to stay. They're not making enough money to be able to live comfortably, and not to live comfortably, just to live. And so this is something that employers can look at to say, this might be why I'm having trouble retaining, because they just cannot afford to live at it. That, I mean, we look at the major expenses. There's no frivolity in here. These are like shelter and transportation, childcare, food, which is a huge part of it, and taxes and things like a cell phone, which is crucial in today's world. Those are taken into consideration. So it's everything you need to live, basically, and they need that. That's what they need to be able to live. So employers are looking to say, how can I attract people? This may be it. If you're looking, and you can also certify yourself to say that you are a certified living wage employer, and that gives you a tool to be able to attract people to look at what you're offering in employment.
At the same time, you're providing material for the Living Wage Network to come up with this figure every year.
Exactly. So, like, I mean, we work, part of the team that works on the number for the North, and then the North this year, they did conglomerate the North because our numbers were the same, whether it was North Bay, Sudbury, or Timmins. Some years they're not, but this year they were the same. So they did put us all together in one shot. What happens there is that we work with the health unit, for example, because they have the most clear statistics when it comes to food, because they have an agency there that works on the cost of food in the area. So we work with a bunch of different partners to try to come up with the most accurate number that we have. And this is the number that we've been able to come up with. So we look at everything. Shelter, which is a huge one. Also, shelter, transportation, food are the ones that everyone really... This is what they're concentrating on, right? This is the basic necessities, and we're struggling with it.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, you know what? I think this, for an employer, because we are looking at, you know, one of the things we do at the TDC, we have an employer council. We work with employers to try to help build their workforce. This is a tool. This helps with reduced recruitment costs. If you're able to keep employees working, it helps with training. It's better morale for your employees. This means your employee may not have to hold multiple jobs to be able to survive. So this also makes, you know, less fatigue, increases productivity. So I think it's important for employers to kind of look and say, can I afford to raise this? And can I afford not to?